Hi again, everybody. It's Chad and Christy, your hosts for our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Episode 31 is what we're up to today. We touch upon not only all of the events happening in the Tampa Bay area that are fun for the whole family, but we get to the bottom of some of the big rumors and events happening at the theme parks across our great state as well. It's something that Christy and I are passionate about. We have probably made over, would you guess, Christy, maybe 750 visits to theme parks over our lifetime.
It seems like more than that.
It does indeed. So we definitely have an inside scoop on things, as we know a lot of you do as well, because we're passionate about our theme parks here in Florida. And we are going to get to the bottom of a lot of Disney rumors today. It's been a while since we've touched upon these because there have been so many other events that have been going on. Food and Wine Festival towards the end of last year, the celebration of Harry Potter at Universal last weekend. We've got the upcoming Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. So in between, we try to touch on some of the rumors that we've been hearing, some of the things that we are able to confirm through the people that we know throughout the state, and some that we haven't had confirmed either, and maybe you all have a better inside scoop on these. First, let's talk about the thing that has broke this week, and that is the potential name change for Hollywood Studios over at Walt Disney World. I know on one of our past podcasts, it's probably been a couple of months ago, we revealed what were supposed to be the finalist names for the park. At the time, none of them, Christy, really spoke to us, I guess is the best way to put it for someone who's a Disney fanatic. But the name that came to the front this week, and again, this is not confirmed, just what we're hearing, has us divided in our household. The word is Cinemagine Park. That's the big rumor. I know one of the newspapers in Orlando printed it. I've seen it one or two places online. I've heard a couple of other cast members that have also mentioned that they have heard the rumblings that Disney's Hollywood Studios will indeed be renamed Cinemagine Park. So when you first heard this, Christy, give me your honest reaction.
My first thought was cinnamon. Seriously, when I heard Cinemagine, I thought it sounded like Cinnamon Park.
Okay.
To me.
Our daughter also, when I said this to her, she went, uh-uh. Although, again, then I said, what would you name it? And she's like, and had to really think about it. It's difficult. That's a daunting task because this is a park,
of course,
that has been around a long time and is going to be around a long time. So to come up with the right name, I understand there's probably a ton of focus groups that they have done. Mm-hmm. They've had boardroom meetings. They've asked anybody and everybody.
But how are you going to spell it? Is it going to be C-I-N-E-I-M-A-G-I-N-E?
From how I've seen it spelled, C-I-N-E-M-A-G-I-N-E. So like cinema.
Right.
Gin.
Right. So and I get the combination of cinema because of all of the movie and TV connections, especially with Hollywood Studios Park, and the Imagineering and Imagine.
So using your imagination,
yeah.
Right. And I love the combination personally because I'm a huge fan of the Imagineering program going all the way back to those original Imagineers, and we've been very lucky. We've had the opportunity to spend time with Bob Gurr, who was one of the original Imagineers, on a couple of different occasions, and to be able to hear him tell his stories about how the monorail came about and what his favorite thing was that he designed in the past history of the Disney parks. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And to know that this man, I mean, worked with Walt, and I love that. So maybe I'm closer to it, and so I love the idea of combining the names.
It's not that I dislike it. I just think if that does indeed end up becoming the new name for Disney's Hollywood Studios, it's just going to take me a little bit of time to get accustomed to it. And you asked me what my first reaction was.
Right.
And cinnamon was my first reaction.
I will go ahead and tell one of the Bob Gurr stories since we just touched upon this, because I know there are a lot of other people that are fascinated by the classic Imagineers. And when we had a chance to see Bob in December, we said to him, you know, can you just tell us a quick story about maybe something that you designed or that a time when you worked with Walt on a specific thing? And he said, have I ever told you the monorail story? which he hadn't. And of course, I was squealing just a little bit inside to even think about getting this. And he said, when Walt first handed the original Imagineers his want list for Disneyland, that he said it was about 2/3 of the way down on the page, it said monorail. And Bob said, I was familiar. Now, if you're not familiar with Bob Gurr, this is the man that was basically behind anything that moved at the parks. So if it's the doom buggies that you ride in on Haunted Mansion, or if it's the cars that you ride in on Space Mountain or the Matterhorn out at Disneyland, he designed it. That's what he did. So he said, I was familiar with a monorail and I knew that they had them in Germany. So he said, I went and did some initial investigating on this and decided that the monorails there were going to be way too ugly for Walt to like. So I knew then that I had to not only come up with something that was functional, but something that looked like something I thought Walt would like the look of. So he said, I went to John Hinch, who was one of the big artists at the time and has done some fascinating renderings of what the different attractions in the parks were going to look like. And I love looking back on those photos. So he said, I went to John and said, we got to design this. And he said, we took about 2 days to come up with our design. And then we took it to Walt. And he said, what you have to understand, and I've heard this from other Imagineers too, is Walt was a man of few words. He didn't gush. He usually gave you a one or a two word response. And that was kind of it. And so he said, Walt looked at these drawings and went, can you build it? And then he walked away. So at that point, it was like, oh, okay. So he likes the design. Now we got to figure out how to actually build a monorail. So he said it took us just a couple of weeks and we had it done and all set and ready to go and to build, which is just fascinating to think this was in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him then a follow-up question. So which monorail rules? The one you have in Disneyland or the one we have here at Walt Disney World? Because if you've never looked at the pictures, they are different. The one out there is smaller and doesn't have air conditioning. I didn't know if that was the only difference. And he said they are both the same. So I can't pick which one I think is better, which one rules, whatever. He said it's the same chassis, the same engine, the same. They only made the one here in Florida bigger so we could put an air conditioner
in
it.
Don't you realize what you did when you were asking Bob that question? You were asking a parent to ask the favorite between two of his children.
I know. But, you know, I love the answer. And I think it's fascinating because there's probably a lot of us that never really thought about that, that essentially they're the same things. They just look a little bit different because of the modifications needed based on where we are. And we thank him for making that air conditioning modification in the middle of July when we go to the Magic Kingdom. So thank you, Bob. And again, always a pleasure talking to him, and we will have more stories for future podcasts because he's given us many. So that is the big rumor this week about Cinemagine. Now, there are some other rumors that are also in the works, one of which we talked about last year, which was all of the additions that they were going to make to the parks. We know about the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction. We know it's happening. At the time, we talked about Toy Story Land, which we now know is happening.
Right.
One of the other rumors we touched upon was them building a brand new theater just off of Main Street inside the Magic Kingdom. Now, if you've gone during a very, very busy time to the Magic Kingdom, you know that sometimes they will open up a little secret entrance and exit that bypasses Main Street,
right,
which can get very crowded during the firework time and parade time and
exactly,
all of that. So we knew behind this little walkway was a parking lot and that there was space there to kind of grow. So that's where initially construction had begun to build this new theater, which would house rotating shows. I'm thinking like the shows that you see if you've ever been on a Disney cruise.
Mm-hmm.
There's, because we know there's an Aladdin show now. We know there's a Frozen show. There's so many great shows that a lot of people never get to experience if you don't go on a cruise ship. So why not have some of those available in the parks from time to time, too? I think it's a fantastic idea. The rumor we're hearing this week, that project has been shelved.
Oh, totally for the theater?
That they, for the time being, have said, stop working on it. It's not a definite no, just stop working on it for now. So whether that means they were able to then concentrate more of their efforts and finances into getting Star Wars over at Hollywood Studios completed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know what the case is, but that's one of the other rumors we've heard. So if you know anything more about this rumor, we would love to hear from you on that. Another big rumor has to do with Epcot. Somebody actually asked us, and the last time we were over Epcot just a couple of weeks ago, we noticed that the Wonders of Life building, which sits back by where Ellen's Universe of Energy was, where they're making the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, we saw construction going on. A lot of other people like us have wondered, does that mean something's going to go in that Wonders of Life building? The rumor we are hearing right now is, no, it's just basically getting a facelift.
Uh-huh.
Because that is a building that gets used from time to time during the Flower and Garden Festival and the Food and Wine Festival.
Right.
So I don't know if that will be the queue line or something to do with the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction once it's opened. But if you'll remember a few months ago on one of our podcasts, we talked about the rendering that they had of Epcot that shows the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, how it was getting renovations and they were going to put more greenery right there in the middle of the park behind Spaceship Earth. It still shows the Wonders of Life building. In that rendering. So that's why I don't think that they're going to get rid of it. But I was curious about the construction that was going on. So again, if you know anything more about this rumor, we would love to hear from you on that. One of the other things that we've heard rumored at Epcot is back in Japan, in the World Showcase, if you've been back to the Mitsukoshi store, which is authentic, by the way, we have been to Japan and we've actually been inside a Mitsukoshi store. So that's a legit thing that they brought over from Japan for us to experience. It has gone through all kinds of transitions over the last year. There was always a food section to it. There was a toy section to it. They've all kind of been shuffled and moved around. The last time we were there, all of the food had been moved to the front. And we thought, what is going on here? The rumor we're hearing, they're putting in a third restaurant. I guess it would actually kind of be the fourth because the upstairs above Mitsukoshi is two separate restaurants. So this would be a new dining experience in Japan from what we're hearing, a sit-down steak restaurant as opposed to a hibachi steak restaurant, right, which they have now. So if that's the case, welcome it. Always love it when they add more food options. We're still waiting for the confirmation that they're going to be building a restaurant over by Mission Space. Remember, we talked about this on a couple of podcasts ago that they were going to add on an addition to Mission Space where it looks like you're actually eating at a restaurant in outer space. I still hope that happens too, because that will be absolutely incredible.
That would be very cool.
And really taking a lot of the technology that they have on the cruise ships. If you've ever been on one, you know that if you go to Animator's Palette, to that restaurant, they have screens in front of you that, on depending on which ship you're on, either have your drawings come to life in a cartoon, or on certain ships, it's a like a Turtle Talk with Crush.
Right. And but very interactive.
Right. So and why not use this to be able to have those screens at your table that shows different views from space, like, oh, now we're passing Earth, or oh, look, off in the distance, there's Mars. I think it'd be fantastic. So I hope that we get some confirmation on that one of these days. The other Disney thing we have is a movie confirmation. We had talked about a couple of months ago that they were going to make Jungle Cruise the next movie in the series of basing movies on theme park attractions. You know, they've done Haunted Mansion and they've done others, and that The Rock was attached to it. We now have confirmation that, yes, indeed, it is Dwayne Johnson that will be in it, and also confirmed Emily Blunt. So she is in Disney's good graces right now, is she not?
Yep, I'd heard The Rock, but I hadn't heard the Emily Blunt part yet.
And that she's going to be a scientist that's going to be on some journey doing an experiment, and he's the boat captain. So whether or not that means they're going to update the Jungle Cruise to now include Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt's characters like they updated Pirates of the Caribbean, or if they're going to leave it the same. Because you and I speculated months ago they would update the Gran Fiesta, which is the boat ride you can take inside the Mexico Pavilion in the World Showcase, to make it Coco themed, and they haven't done that yet. Although someone did spot now inside the Mexico Pavilion a new I guess for lack of a better word, a touchpad, where if you're wearing the Magic Band, you touch it to it. It's kind of like what they now have in place of Fast Passes, where you touch your Magic Band. They've seen a new one pop up inside the Mexico Pavilion. So whether that means, aha, this is going to be where someone would touch it for a Fast Pass, if indeed they finally do update the Gran Fiesta into Cocoa themed, or if this is going to be something entirely different. Some speculating it's going to be like what they're doing in the Magic Kingdom, where you can become a sorcerer and go to different points in the park and use the cards. It's a game that you can play. Maybe this is going to be something like that inside the Mexico Pavilion.
Well, and you mentioned wondering if they're going to add the characters from the movie to Jungle Cruise. It might be a little bit more of a challenge to add the animatronic characters since that's an outdoor attraction. Now, I know that they have the animals that are animatronic and what have you, but it just seems like it might be a little more difficult to have the more lifelike people.
Although they did an amazing job with Johnny Depp inside Pirates of the Caribbean.
But it's indoors, it's not outdoors. I'm just wondering if there will be a more of
weather might affect it more, and suddenly the Rock doesn't. Wow, he doesn't quite look like he used to 6 months ago when we rode this attraction.
I'm just thinking with the challenges of the humidity and the extreme heat, it may make it a little more difficult. Although, as I mentioned, they have had the elephants and the different things,
and he doesn't have hair to worry about. I mean, listen, no offense, Dwayne Johnson, if you're listening to this, we love your bald head.
Yes.
All right. So that's it for rumors that we have right now for Walt Disney World. If you guys have anything that you've heard, we'd love to hear from you. And there's a bunch of different ways to connect with us. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at B987FM. That's the letter B987FM. Or you can email me, Chad, C-H-A-D-D, at B987FM.com, or Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, at B987FM.com. As always, we thank you for listening to episode 31 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Next week, we will fill you in on everything that's going to be happening at the Flower and Garden Festival over at Walt Disney World, which is set to open on February the 28th. We're going to get the inside scoop on some of the new things that you'll be able to experience over there.
And if you like what you're hearing on the podcast, we can use your help to spread the word that it's out there so we can get a couple more downloads.
Yep, you can listen on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher, or on our website, which is B987FM.com. Again, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.